Hello. Thank you. The Public Integrity and Elections Committee will come to order. Sanjay, please call the roll.
Representative Perez.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Representative Thompson. Here. Representative Bardeman.
Here.
Brannon.
Here.
Byrd.
Here.
Clemens.
Here.
Daly.
Here.
Grawl.
Here.
Ingolia.
Here.
Killebrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Foster. Coster.
Here.
Lamarca.
Here.
Roach.
Present.
Silvers.
Here.
Stevenson.
Here.
Tant.
Here.
Valdez.
Present.
Quorum is present, sir.
Thank you, Sanjay. Members, remember to silence your phones. We're going to get right into business. We're going to start with priority from the most important bill first to the least important bill towards the end. So we're going to start with McClure, House Bill 567, the designation of a state dessert. Representative McClure, you are recognized, my man.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This has been quite something. This is the sweetest bill you're going to hear all session.
Gosh.
I'm not trying to take the key limelight away from the state pie. I don't know. There's so many puns here. I've gotten so many texts. But I do want to get into Senator Burgess and I. We represent Plant City, Florida. Seasonal fruits and vegetables are a big part of the state of Florida. The strawberry is our economic driver, almost a $1 billion economic impact. We're in great competition with Mexico. We've had all sorts of disease, labor, and international trade issues. And so this bill is really meant to bring some fun attention to what drives our economy back home. And I'm certain the questions are going to really be epic, and we'll get into all that. But I really appreciate you hearing the bill and giving our part of Florida a little bit of attention for what we're so proud of. That's my opening.
Thank you, Representative. Members, are there any questions of the bill sponsor? Oh, Lord. All right, Representative Valdez, you are recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and Rep. McClure, thank you very much for bringing forward this great bill. My question to you is now, we're talking about a state dessert. Is it in the pie committee because it's a dessert?
Mr. Senator McClure.
I can't speak to the referencing procedure. I'm just a sophomore, humble representative. I do enjoy a friendship with the chairman. Maybe he could speak to how we ended up in the pie committee, but it's, I don't know. It's certainly ironic.
I just thought it was very appropriate.
We could thank the speaker. All right. Any other questions? Representative Grawl.
Oh, good.
Can you explain to the committee the difference between a dessert and a cake?
Representative McClure.
Well, I would suggest that a cake is a dessert. It's probably how I would explain it. But not all desserts are cake.
That is deep.
Follow up, please, Mr.
Yeah, you're recognized, Representative Grawl.
Then wouldn't you agree that maybe the designation as the state dessert is too broad and state cake may be more appropriate?
Representative McClure.
I'm not an attorney, but that felt a little leading, so I don't know. Can you rephrase it? I didn't understand.
Representative Grawl.
You're not an attorney. I appreciate that. We're here talking about something pretty specific.
Sure.
You want there to be a strawberry shortcake to be the state dessert, correct?
That's right. McClure.
Pretty sure, yes.
And so in doing that, wouldn't we eliminate all other types of desserts from being considered as a state dessert when, in fact, we could still recognize the strawberry shortcake in a pretty substantial way by just designating it as a state cake?
Representative McClure.
Thank you. I guess I can't really dispute that, although, you know, we've gotten this far without anyone bringing forth a bill to designate a state dessert, so I thought it was kind of first come, first serve type deal.
Mr. Chair.
You're recognized.
I appreciate that. As a fan of key lime pie.
As am I.
I mean, I have a little concern that this would prioritize it as a state dessert. And so willing to still consider the importance of it and loving strawberry shortcake, wondering if you're open to an amendment about making it the state cake as opposed to the state dessert.
Representative McClure.
Feels a little bit like you're wanting to have your cake and eat it too.
Moving on. Representative Tant. Representative Tant.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually have two questions. The first is, in the bill on lines 24 and 25, it talks about a healthy dollop of whipped cream. What is that exactly? How do you measure a healthy dollop?
All right, we've gotten to the point where I have no idea.
I love it.
I think that's a, you know, in the eye of the beholder.
Thank you. So the follow-up question I have is that, why don't we have anything to sample today to decide if this is a good bill? And are we going to have it in the members' lounge for dessert? Because if not, I think you better have it ready for the floor vote.
Yes, so. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to make sure that this thing was actually going to get heard and it wasn't some sort of prank from the chair or the speaker or really everybody else who's been harassing me about it. The short answer is yes. A little bit more than you probably want to know about strawberries, but we kind of have waves of harvests. And ironically, we're in the middle of two harvests. So I'm hopeful next week. I don't know that the committee setting, there's, I think, some rules about props and all. We'll have to get with Chair Renner on how that works. But we're going to have some shortcake should we get this bill a little further.
Yeah, Representative Tant, Representative McClure and the Speaker have committed to having strawberry shortcake after the bill passes unanimously off the floor.
I'd like to clarify that I'm not speaking on behalf of the Speaker for anything. Thought I'd throw that out.
Thank you.
All right, Representative Clemens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've listened to a lot of frivolity and had some good-natured humor on this, and I want to get to a more serious question, and it revolves around discrimination. I read the bill, and nowhere in it does it define short. And so I'm really concerned that cakes that may be more than short, that may be even tall, and that they could be considered in this bill, too, because we want outreach and inclusion in this sort of state dessert. It should be for everyone. And so I was just wondering where the author of this bill is coming from.
Representative McClure.
I look forward to working with you on how to solve for that at the next stop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Angulo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep, are you worried about, if this should pass, you worried about a lawsuit from the Key Lime Lobby to try to get them back into good graces? Because it is a little confusing. Dessert, cake, and I don't think you probably answered Rep's question, the difference between dessert, cake, and pie.
Look, it's all good, right? So I'm an optimist. I love key lime pie. I love strawberry shortcake. You know, I don't know. No, I'm not worried about a lawsuit. Let's have at it, I guess, in court.
One further question. So with all the influx of, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Italian-American caucus with Rep. LaMarca and our fellow Italians, with all the influx of New Yorkers coming to the state of Florida, fleeing lockdown states, did you give any consideration to the cannoli?
Oh. Representative McClure.
None whatsoever?
Literally could not have cared less. I don't know how else to say it.
Mr. Chair, I find that answer a little discriminatory.
Well, join Representative Clemens. All right, we're moving on. Representative Killebrew.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't care about the shortcake stuff. I want to know how you got this bill heard. I've been trying to get five bills heard since the first committee week, and I just don't know whose shoes do I have to shine to get in front of a committee.
Representative McClure.
It had nothing to do with the shoes. I passed out socks and seemed to work out. My man.
All right, members, any other questions? All right, seeing none, there are no amendments. We're going to get into public testimony. We have Damaris Allen that is waving in opposition. Wave in support. Okay. All right. Tracy Strecker, who waves in opposition.
Box comes
after. Oh, gosh. All right. Robert Shore is waving in support. You're changing it? All right. All righty. We're going to get into debate. Members wishing to debate on the bill. Representative Roach.
Thank you, Rep. McClure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, colleagues. You may remember that we observed a very important ceremonial award and declaration on our last day of session last year, and I had the distinguished honor of getting the biggest gainer award, meaning that I ate plenty of pie and cake during the last session, and just happy as the reigning champion of the biggest gainer award going record supporting this bill.
Representative Daly.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. And you know, this has been a lot of fun, and certainly Representative McClure's expense is great. But I did want to talk seriously just for a second. So I had the opportunity to go on the way up to Tallahassee last week and see part of Florida's strawberry industry and meet with the strawberry growers and tour Hinton Farms. And it's really amazing and eye-opening, the industry itself and the impact that it has to Florida, right? I think we always think of tourism as the first industry in Florida, as has been the case for many, many years, but ag is the second largest industry, and sometimes it gets overlooked. You know, the strawberry industry in Florida, and you can correct me on my numbers, it's a billion-dollar industry just to the state. And these are, you know, hardworking, salty-earth folks just trying to make a living doing what they love and raising growing strawberries. So I appreciate the focus on it and giving them the attention that they so rightly deserve. Thanks, sir.
Well said, Representative Daly. Other members wishing to debate. Representative LaMarco.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I want to thank my fellow Ag Caucus Broward member, Representative Daly, for getting this conversation back to where it needs to be. It's a serious conversation. Representative Clemens and I had the privilege of serving on the State Fair Board for a number of years, and other than realizing that you can fry just about anything, I realized when I got home and I started looking at the strawberries in my refrigerator, and when I saw something from Watsonville, California, I recycled them. I told my wife, so we've got to support our ag industry here in Florida. And in all seriousness, I think it's a great bill, and it's going to be a sweet passing in the House. Maybe we can have it with large wine bottles.
Thank you, Representative. Any other members wishing to debate? Representative Grawl.
Thank you, Chair Perez, and thank you for bringing the bill to us today. And I appreciate the importance of the strawberry industry as well. And I do hope that I'll be supporting the bill today. I do hope that you will consider an amendment to CAKE potentially in the next committee, because I think that the broadness of the term dessert, you know, eliminates us from considering maybe other potential desserts in the future. Maybe in the future we have a competition between all of those desserts and do designate a state dessert. But I think that there's a lane of CAKE that makes perfect sense. And so I would hope that you would consider that as the bill moves forward.
Any other members wishing to debate? Representative Valdez.
Thank you very much, Chair Perez. And Rep. McClure, on a serious note, thank you so much for bringing forward this bill and really highlighting our community and the history that has encompassed in Hillsborough County and Plant City. So I'm so excited to vote yay up on this bill. And I did send a request for co-sponsorship. And I think I'm going to ask the rest of the delegation to jump on in this and let it be a delegation thing, because the growers and the community of Plant City, just they're amazing individuals and family members that provide such a great product for us. So thank you very much for bringing it forward.
Representative Stevenson.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for bringing the bill. I think it's important for people to know how important our ag industry is and the diversity of fruits and vegetables that we bring to them. Years ago, somebody used to come through Plant City and bring me a flat of strawberries, and we started making jams and different things and shortcakes. So I'm a little biased in this area, but it is really important, and it's something we can be known for. It's good for people's health, and I really appreciate you bringing this fun bill. And it is a great marketing opportunity. So I do think if we can leave some lanes open, because I was very concerned about the possibility of where does a tort belong? Is it a pie? Is it a... Anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Any other members wishing to debate? Okay. Seeing none, before we close, Representative McClure, I did think it's important for people to understand that behind a fun bill like this, you are a huge advocate for the strawberry industry in more ways than people can ever see, not just here in Tallahassee, but locally and even federally. And, you know, it's also important for me to note before I hand it over to you that the Attorney General also couldn't be here today, but she also wanted to show support for the bill, and I wanted to make sure that we got her her opinion on the bill on the record as well, as she is also from your neck of the woods and another advocate for the strawberry industry. So that being said, Representative McClure, you are free to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank all of you. It is a fun bill, but, you know, we are growing as a state. We have so many challenges and discussions as a legislative body. This is what we do back home, and we have been in the fight of our lives, specifically with Mexico, and to be able to just have a few minutes to laugh about our industry and how our folks make a living is truly meaningful. To Chair Stevenson's point, I think that this bill absolutely does market Florida and the strawberry industry. So to that end, thank you. I will absolutely consider. I'm not anchored to how it gets attention. I just want the state of Florida and really the rest of the country to know what we're doing in Plant City. So with that, I close. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative McClure. Representative McClure, having closed. Sanjay, please call the roll.
Representative Perez?
Yes.
Representative Thompson? Yes. Representative Smith?
Yes.
Representative Bartleman?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Byrd?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Grawl?
Yes.
Ngoglia?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Coster?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Silvers?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Representative Valdez?
Yes.
Congratulations, Representative McClure. Your bill has been voted favorably. All right, moving on. Next, we will hear Representative Will Robinson's bill. It is House Bill 777, the local tax referendum requirements. Representative Robinson, welcome to the committee, my man. You are up. You are free to present your bill.
Of strawberry shortcake questions. I was just going to withdraw the bill, just walk out the room. No, very important stuff. I'm actually wearing my strawberry shortcake socks, so thank you, Representative McClure. Thank you for hearing House Bill 777. I want the committee to think about three numbers when they're deliberating on this bill. The first number is 24, the second number is 20, and the third number is 80. This bill removes or requires local tax referenda elections to be held on a general election. You may remember a few years ago that we passed a similar bill, but it was related to sales tax. And those are now of law required to be on a general election ballot if there are a referendum on a sales tax initiative. This moves all the other sales tax, local sales tax initiatives and requires them to be on a general election ballot. Those three numbers, by the way, 24 is the voter turnout in my county, Manatee County, for a special election vote on a millage increase. The number 20 is a Sarasota County voter turnout that was held a few years ago on a special election millage initiative. The number 80 is the turnout for a general election in that we had last year. So the goal of this bill is obviously to put these initiatives on a general election where the maximum number of voters can review it. I think that's where it should be, and that's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Robinson. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Seeing none, there is an amendment. Representative Robinson, you are free to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment removes Section 6 of the bill relating to surtax elections. This provision of the statute was addressed in the prior legislation that I mentioned, and the change is unnecessary.
Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience wishing to testify? I don't see anyone on the amendment. There's someone on the bill, on the amendment. All right. Members in debate, any members wishing to debate? Representative Ngoglia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep, I want to thank you for this. For years, I helped pass through the original sales tax referendum to be put on the general election ballot. And to my dismay, although, you know, to no surprise, local governments found other ingenious ways of trying to get around current law and raise taxes on their residents. So I thank you for helping close this loophole. Hopefully, local governments will start getting the idea that if you're going to ask citizens to tax themselves, then the most citizen involvement in that tax question is the best policy. I sincerely thank you for putting this bill forward.
Any other members wishing to debate on the amendment? We're still on the amendment, remember that. Okay. Representative Robinson, you are recognized to close on your amendment.
A wave close.
Are there any objections to the amendment? Without objection, show the amendment adopted. We are back on the bill. Any questions on the bill to the sponsor, to Representative Robinson? Representative Valdez.
Thank you, Chair Perez. Representative Robinson, in reference to those numbers that you shared with us a minute ago, can you tell us what the outcomes of those initiatives were?
In both of those circumstances, both in Manatee and in Sarasota, the initiative passed. However, there is an example that I found in Bay County, recently actually, that it was on a special election where it failed. So to me, it doesn't, you know, pass or fail, it doesn't matter. It should go in front of the most voters.
Any other questions, Representative Robinson? Okay, we do have some public testimony. Philip, I'm sorry, Representative LaMarca.
Thank you, Chair. Representative Robinson, just for clarification, this going on, obviously this has to do with the election that this go on. This wouldn't matter if there was a tax question to lower the millage rate as well as increase it, right?
Representative Robinson.
If it's a local tax initiative, it would be covered under this bill.
Thank you.
Any other questions, members? All right, we do have some public testimony. We have Philip Suderman from Americans for Prosperity is waving in support. Members, we are now in debate on the bill. Any members wishing to debate on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Robinson, you are recognized to close on the bill.
A wave close.
Thank you, Representative Robinson. Sanjay, please call the roll.
Representative Perez?
Yes.
Thompson? Yes. Smith?
Yes.
Vardaman?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Byrd?
Yes.
Clemens? Here. Yes. Daly?
Yes.
Grawl?
Yes.
Ingoglia?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Coster?
Yes.
LaMarca?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Silvers?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Bill passes, sir.
Congratulations, Representative Robinson. Your bill has been voted favorable.
Thank you all.
As amended. All right. Next, we will have Representative Roach presenting House Bill 301, Financial Disclosures for Elected Local Officers. Representative Roach, you are recognized to explain your bill as you walk yourself up to the podium.
Good afternoon, committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for hearing this bill. House Bill 301 is designed to increase transparency in local government by requiring local elected officials, mayors, and city council members to publicly disclose their financial interests and assets with a Form 6. Members of the legislature, constitutional officers in our counties, such as county commissioners, school board officers, and others, have been required to file a Form 6 since 1976, so this is nothing new. Local municipal officers file what is a Form 1, which is a minimal disclosure requirement just on reporting dollar value thresholds. So this bill would change that and make them have to file the same Form 6 that we have to file and constitutional officers file at the county. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman, and we do have two technical amendments.
Yes, thank you, Representative Roach. Before we get into the amendments, there are two. Are there any questions on the bill before we get into the amendments? You'll have an opportunity to do so at the end as well. Okay, seeing none, let's get into the amendments, Representative Roach. Your first amendment, you are recognized to explain it.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. That's barcode 664549, just for clarity on the two amendments. This would amend the section of the bill that deals with the election qualifying section to provide for candidates to file the full and public disclosure if they seek an office, subject to an annual full and public disclosure filing requirement. It will add in section one of the bill, lines 13 through 15. It also conforms the election qualifying requirements to the law providing for electronic financial disclosures. As many of you are aware, we switched as of January 1 this year. This will just clarify that they would also be required to and have the ability to file this electronically instead of in paper forms. That is Amendment 1, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Roach. Are there any questions on the First Amendment? Any questions? Right, seeing none, is there anyone in the audience wishing to testify? Right, seeing none, members, we're in debate on Amendment 1. Any debate on Amendment 1? Representative Roach, you are recognized to close on your amendment.
Waive close, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any objections to the amendment? Without objection, show the amendment adopted. We are going to move to the second amendment. Representative Roach, you are recognized to explain your second amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For members of the committee, this is barcode 145413, amendment number 2. This corrects a drafting error which staff was kind enough to point out for me. It changes the effective date of the bill to January 1, 2023. And the drafting correction is line 12 through 34 of amendment 2. It further corrects glitches in the electronic filing law to clarify that everyone files a Form 1 electronically with the Commission on Ethics, also beginning January 1st, 2023, and that's lines 37 through 54 of Amendment 2. And it clarifies provisions with respect to the role of the Supervisor of Election pending the transition next year to electronic filing of the annual Form 1 disclosure. That is the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions on the Second Amendment? Any questions on the Second Amendment? All right, seeing none, is there anyone wishing to testify in the audience? Okay. We do have a couple different people that have sent in some positions on the amendment. In the Second Amendment, we have Carrie Stillman from the Commission on Ethics waiving in support, and she was also on the First Amendment waiving in support, so I'm glad we were able to get that done. Okay. Is there anyone wishing to debate on the Second Amendment? Any members wishing to debate on the Second Amendment? Seeing none, Representative Roach, you are recognized to close on your amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just in closing, I'd update the committee on the procedural posture of the bill in the other chamber. It had a hearing at the end of December. It passed its first stop in the Senate unanimously, and it has its second hearing in the other chamber today. I'm not sure if it's been heard yet or not. So I would ask for your unanimous support for this bill to ensure that we are governing in the sunshine with transparency in the state of Florida. Thank you for your support, sir.
Thank you, Representative Roach. Members, are there any objections to the amendment, to the Second Amendment? Any objections? All right, seeing none without objection, show the amendment adopted. We are now back on the bill. Any questions of Representative Roach on the bill as amended? Seeing none, there is no public testimony on the bill as amended. We will, there is public testimony on the bill. We have Philip Suderman waving in support on behalf of Americans for Prosperity. We have Jean Cyrenil also waving in support. Yolanda Russell also waving in support. Janet Lemon also waving in support. Karen Mosier waving in support. Deborah Baker Ryan waving in support. Joanne Cobbs waving in support. Vivian Light Johnson waving in support. And Carrie Stillman, once again, on behalf of the Commission on Ethics, waving in support. Did anyone want to speak? You are recognized, sure.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning. Carrie Stillman, Executive Director of the Florida Commission on Ethics, speaking on behalf of the Commission just briefly today. Wanted to thank you for taking up this bill, and particularly Representative Roach for sponsoring this. This has been on the Commission's legislative recommendations list for a number of years. So I wanted to fully express their support on this. I want to thank Mr. Rubottom for his continuing conversations on this and for the work that they've done. I was just over at the Senate before I ran across the courtyard to get here. Unfortunately, they ran out of time in that meeting, but said they would roll that bill over to the next committee meeting. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Members, in debate on the bill as amended. The debate on the bill as amended. Representative Roach, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I just want to thank Mr. Rubottom and Ryan back there who just joined the committee staff fresh out of law school. Thank you for your help in getting those technical errors fixed. And with that, I close, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Roach. Sanjay, please call the roll.
Representative Perez?
Yes.
Representative Thompson? Smith?
Yes.
Bardeman?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Byrd?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Grawl? Yes. Ngoglia? Yes. Coster?
Yes.
LaMarca?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Silvers?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Bill passes, sir.
Thank you. Congratulations, Representative Roach, by your vote of the committee members, show the bill passed. Okay, members, without any further business, Representative Killebrew asks that we adjourn.